Last time.
If you dive down into me trying to find someone else, you're gonna end up with the Benz. Sorry. Two dead legs with the DJ between them. Hung out with a gang of prank callers. We were called T-Mob, which is an abbreviation of The Mob. Sorry, old sport. I was pretending to be someone else.
Lucci.
Quite the personality.
When's Gladiator showing?
That alter ego did not have a lot of friends.
Oh yeah, I'm real lonely.
Lucci.
A person you want to talk through, speak through. That's who I want to hear from.
Do you want some graham crackers and cottage cheese? I'll bring over a bucket.
Caller Igabuchi.
I'm like anti-establishment disgruntled worker. I have a punk band called Boiled Weenies. The next Weenie show is this Saturday night.
How you doing? We put on open mic nights at retirement homes and like, you know, hospice centers. I'm gonna come for the marathon, Bucci. I'll see you,
Jesus Christ.
This is for you.
You can't even think of someone else. You're like, oh, that's Yoda. That's who my alter ego is.
The first. I'm celebrating Elmer's birthday.
All right, that's enough.
This is Frank.
How you doing?
I've been better.
Yeah, good character. Like, must have really needed to talk to his grandmother. I forgot I wasn't Lucci, and I just kind of fell into it. And then years and years and years we had this conversation. You pranking Lucci?
Lucci.
And he said, yeah, it seems like you needed someone to talk to, which is not true. He needed someone to talk to. You have the thing for what?
The quilt.
Quilt.
You only have, like, 5 squares.
Micah, I'm gonna regret this, but do you have an alter ego?
Didn't we, do this before?
No! This lonely bastard just needs someone to talk to because they have, like, a grandmother-shaped hole in their life. I am never going to be someone else again. I'm only going to be Bucci.
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 Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci. And now, this week.
No, don't have sex! No, I can see you! No!
On Bucci.
You heard that lady. You gonna trust me, though I don't know. As far as you can throw me. And one thing about Bucci, he's light.
Ah.
So you can throw him like 8 feet? And you only need to trust people for 8 feet. You don't need to trust people who are 25 feet away from you. What are they going to do? It's when they get close and start coming up behind you and, like, cracking your neck real fast. Mmm! Water! Regular old water that I got from the WFMU bathroom and then poured it into the can that I have already, the ready-made can. I was gonna get something fancy, some sort of strawberry rhubarb ginger fizz.
Bucci adage.
It's not a Bucci adage, it's a list of things in a drink. I'm sorry, folks. I'm going to retool these adages at some point. So anyway, yeah, I went to get some, get a fancy drink for the show. And I went into the wallet to buy something. And the dang wallet was empty. Empty. Empty as Jesus' promises. Uh.
Bochy.
Still in this studio, Studio B, which seems to be getting smaller and smaller every time I go in there. It's it feels like I'm trapped in a fist now. I just feel like my little head is just poking up out of the top of the fist, and then just a pair of feet coming out of the bottom, and the things just squeeze me. It's not unpleasant, frankly. I do feel safe, but safety, if you know one thing about Bucci, safety is his kryptonite. The minute I start feeling safe, the minute this show starts stinking up the place. You think that would be a Bucci adage, but it's not. Yeah, so I'm just still a little bit... I have to get used to it. I really just have to get used to it. I got 2 more weeks of this thing. And again, right through the studio glass. I don't know why they put the WFMU offices right on the other side of the glass so you can just look right into the office. Like Matt Warwick, WFMU's own Matt Warwick, he caught a pigeon last week. He pulled it, grabbed it out of the air. And he got it in a cage now on his desk. He's feeding it chalupas, if you can believe it. Chalupas! And you know, like, normally a pigeon will just sit and eat and eat and eat and eat until it pops, but, man, this pigeon looks full and sick. It's giving me eyes like, help me, Bucci! All right, what's a better? Help me, Bucci! Help me! Help me get out of here! I don't want any more chalupas. So, I'm just going to have to... I'll put a piece of paper. You know what? I'm going to put a piece of paper on the glass. So, I don't have to... I can just look at that. Don't have to... Like when you're looking at an eclipse, you do it through a piece of paper. And when you're looking at Matt Warwick feeding a pigeon like its mother would... then you also want to look away. And, of course, the people in the condo next door, what are they doing today? Oh, they're playing Russian roulette. Uh-oh. Russian roulette. Be careful, guys! So, yeah, I've been a little bit broke. Trying to get hired at this at Reebok. They have an excellent health plan and a nice live work balance where you work and work and work and then you live and then work. And but it's not getting me anywhere. So it's like lately when I'm opening up the wallet to buy a new McChicken or something, or a new radio drop from my uncle. It seems like my wallet disapproves of me. And when I crack it open, I feel like I can see its like little leathery eyes, like looking at me with just scorn. And its little leathery mouth is curled into a sneer.
Hey, Bucci.
Who said that?
It's me, your wallet.
My wallet?
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to stop taking money out of me, Bucci. It's not looking good. You have to regulate your spending. I mean, your recent wife's birthday is coming up. She's gonna want something nice.
No, I already got her something, actually.
Is it a big glass bowl?
What? Yeah.
You can't give her any more glass bowls.
No, and...
She told you last year. She doesn't want another glass bowl.
No, everyone can use a glass bowl.
Who?
Bucci. For one.
So selfish. You know, you only open me to get money. You know, a wallet has so much more than money in it.
Yeah? What, like what?
How about your birth certificate? How about all your PIN numbers and passwords? What about memories you've collected throughout your life? What about pictures of your loved ones?
Come on, just give me a couple bucks.
No!
I need to buy a new wedding ring. I lost mine.
No!
Again.
The wallet is closed.
You're so unfair! I hate you!
Dang.
I hate you!
Tough love. Tough love, Bucci. Tough love.
Yeah, if I need that kind of love. It feels like that's the only kind of love I get these days. Tough and or rude love. But this wallet of mine, that's my nightmare. I'm sorry. I don't even mean to burden you. If there's one thing about this show is that it never burdens you with Bucci's issues. But that's the kind of thing I have to deal with my wallet. Though, of course, I had to, like, reenact that conversation with me as the wallet and me as myself. Just because I couldn't get the dang thing to talk to me. Why won't you talk to me? But, I think, speaking of money, I think if there's one thing that money is good for is getting CAT scans. Because you can't mess around with your health, especially if you have a history of worrying that something's wrong with your brain.
Bucci.
But if there's two things that money is good for is CAT scans and then the WFMU fundraiser marathon, which is March 4th to March 17th. And it's going to be super, super cool. We got to get, like, we're going to have, like, tag teams with DJs and MCs, WFMU DJs. It's my favorite thing is talking to a WFMU DJ on the air. We got giveaways. We got swag. I can never say that word. Swag. Yola Tango, the rock outfit in Yola Tango, is going to be on the Jesse Jarno show, the Frau show, on Tuesday, the 12th, from 9 to midnight, and they're going to be playing requests for pledges. Pledges, all sorts of pledges. You can go on wfmu.org/pledge to make a pledge. Even right now you can. And check out all the swag and all the premiums, like the Bucci premium. Oh. Which is real good. Real sweet. So, but I'm not going to go into that anymore. I'm not going to go into why the reasons the station needs your pledge, because you're going to get 2 weeks of that starting next week, both barrels, so that's the end of that. But, on the eve, figuratively, of this marathon, I do, for this show, I would like people to take stock and think about the station, this station, WFMU, not just any station. Don't think about WOR. Think about WFMU and, like, why you love it. Why you want to hold his hand on a beach. Look at the footprints. There's only one set. Because WFMU can't walk. It's a radio station. Those are just your footprints. But still, let's just sit on the beach and watch the sunset with WFMU. It's that kind of love. And so tonight, I would like you, and I'm talking to you specifically, to call in and tell us how you feel about WFMU. And then I just want you to, like, put your ear to a shell and let me know what it's saying to you.
Oh, I really love all the eclectic music selections.
And how are you going to tell? But how are you going to tell people how much you love, and in what way are you going to tell them? That's a great sentence. You're not going to show up at the station and scream in the rain until station manager Ken comes out with a blanket and some hot chocolate. You're not going to take a picture of the station and then Photoshop yourself into it, like showing you licking the side of the building, like I've seen so many people in the chat do at WFMU.org, the chat. Thank you for tuning in as usual. You're not going to send Bucci any more of your wicker art. I don't need any more wicker art. You're going to do it with words. And specifically, we're going to write a poem about WFMU. We're going to use poetical, beautiful, evocative language in a row to write a poem about the radio station. All of us. I want couplets. I want a word. I want an emotion, a clicking sound, some scatting, I want you to compare the station to a summer's friggin' day. And we're gonna make this poem. And at the end, when it's done, I'm gonna take the poem, tie it to a rock, and stick it in my backpack for like a couple of months. And then when I remember it's in there, I'm like, what the heck is this? And just like throw it away. So that's what we're doing after the break. We're gonna write a poem. We're gonna build a poem about WFMU, which I know you all love. So this should be easy. The words should be coming like coming out of you like too many McChickens after a long night of McChickens. Is that a Bucci? No. So that's after the break, and it's gonna be moving, and there's not gonna be a dry eye when it's all done. So that's after the break. And whoa, what was that? Oh, it's the Russian roulette. Are you okay? Are you okay? They're okay. No, they're okay. Well, one of them is. Okay, well, sorry about that. Let's get the show going. Let's get on with some music, which is always first on Bucci.
Music first.
We're going to do a song with a title that sounds like a poem, but it's not. It's just like an indie rock band trying to sound mysterious. It's Operating Theater with their smash hit song, Spring is Coming, with a strawberry in its mouth. Ugh. Only on WFMU.
I want to be loved.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
write a poem about WFMU with Bucci.
So call in now. 201-536-9368. That's 201-536-9368. One more time, 201-536-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now back to the music, 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 music.
Song's over? Oh my god. These songs. They're so enjoyable, you blink and they're over. That was Operating Theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E. Spring is coming with a strawberry in its mouth. Man, they must have ran around in circles when they came up with that song title. We got it! Put away your pens and pencils, boys. I got the name of the song. And guess what, boys? What's that? We got a name for the album, too. It's the same. So anyway. So 201-536-9368. We're writing poems, or one specifically, one specific poem, a nice, a medium-length one, about your lover, WFMU. We have all sorts of loves in our lives, but our, you know, the Venn diagram all crosses around WFMU. And the television show Justified, obviously. We all love that show. Yeah, and it's a new number, by the way. So if you're all calling, if the reason I'm not getting any calls is because you're calling the other number, we're in Studio B, B for Bucci, 201-536-9368. What I wanted to do with this poem is I wanted to express, you know, obviously an emotional, you know, feeling about the station. We should also We should feel it, though. We shouldn't see it necessarily. I want you people to use words like super artistically. I don't want any blunt force trauma Bukowski stuff. You know? I want it to be, flowery. Man, that reverb, what is going
on with that reverb? Actually, that's not too bad. Maybe I'll do the whole show like this. Bucci.
No. I don't want no E.E. Cummings, like couplets either, where the sentences upside down or like in a zigzag. That doesn't translate to radio, which it has to do. Some nice figurative language. Love is a battlefield. Babe, you're my sunshine. Chaos is my DJ. Cry me a bucket hat. Stuff like that. When I was a younger Bucci, let's say 4, 5, 6 years old, age 4 to age 15, I was quite the poet. Or at least I saw myself as that and identified as that. And it's a rusty, I feel a little bit rusty. So let's see if we can get a little WD-40 and blast that rust right off. Caller, you got Chabooch.
Hello, Bucci.
Oh, hello. Is this, who is this? Franco? Oh, hey, Franco. How you doing?
Wayne speaking Franco.
Right through the, yeah, so see it like you say it, right? Or say it like
yeah,
you see it.
Absolutely. This is the real me.
Oh, good.
No subterfuge.
Oh, good. It's the real
no
Franco.
Schizophrenia. No yeah. Delusions.
Yes. But we heard.
It's just unadulterated Franco.
I really do. I really did miss you last week, Franco. I miss your voice and your opinions, you know. And, you know, that whole show was a little weird where I got a chance to kind of look at all these. What
it
these
left
W.
Me unsettled.
Yeah. And me too. For many reasons. But there was all these callers who were kind of. I felt like they all these alter egos with their dark side, but I feel like this show is all about this. The opposite. It's about expressing yourself, sure. Right? All that
and I
jazz.
Think this one is just this little piece of verse that I composed on a legal pad will really speak the truth how I feel at this moment about WSMU.
All right, take it slow because I got to write this whole thing out, or you know, at a medium pace. What is it?
I loved you blindly when we first met, but now I feel tangled in a net. I still love you, but with reservation. I think I need a little vacation.
Uh-oh. Tangled in a net. What was after tangled in a net?
Yes, a net.
Yep, tangled in a net. What's after that?
Okay. I still love you.
Okay.
But with reservation.
That's a very nice way to kind of start it off. What is the emotion? What is the feeling behind that? What do you? What's the motive behind that? This little stanza.
6 years in.
6 years.
I started calling. I started got on the comment board in April of 2018.
Okay.
And I was just
Trump's
besotted
America.
With, I was so happy. I was delirious with WFU. But it's like in that time, 6 years, I've taken a few bruisings.
Yeah.
And I accept the responsibility. It's mine because, you know who I am.
Yes.
I provoke people.
Yes, you're a poker.
I'm a poker. I'm a hot poker. And I get poked back.
Right.
And I get poked back by people that have more power than I do, i.e. they have a show and I don't.
I see.
So I've been kicked off 3 shows.
Really?
Yeah, and it's made me very wary. And I think the last time I got kicked off, it was unwarranted.
Sure.
And it was very opportunistic, and it was slightly vindictive.
Right. Well, you
and
know what?
Because the first time I got kicked off, I said, I never want this to happen again.
Yes.
But it happened.
You know, when I used to call radio stations, and that that just like that feeling of just being rejected by a radio station, it shouldn't hurt, but it really does, because you're sitting there and you're like, what do these goofballs have that I don't have? And then then you don't meet their standards, and then all of a sudden you're holding a dead phone.
Well, that's just the beginning.
Okay.
In my case, it went a little deeper than that, and I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah, let's not get into it. We have a beautiful, we're trying to create a beautiful moment on this show this week. Next week, we're going to go, it's going to be squalid. But
I know, but I'm still full of love, but it's very ambivalent.
Yes, and cautious, right?
I would say that I'm cautious. Like, I can almost use it's the analogy to a relationship with someone that's sitting across the room.
I see.
And it's very conflicted.
Of course. It's complicated, as they say on Facebook.
That's right.
All right.
Where else do they say that? Oh, I think Dave Mandel said.
Yeah, I think it's
right here. Right in the same chair you're sitting in.
Oh, it's a movie, too, I believe, with Alec Baldwin and Meryl Streep.
Oh, that's right. Don't remind me about that. Okay,
all right, Franco.
Well,
thank you for
stepping up airspace.
Yes, thank you for kicking us off. We got your poem. You got your intro poem. And, I like that it's a little conflicted because maybe we can resolve that conflict later in the poem. So it's a little drama. What's going to happen to this poem?
Well, I think I made it because, people are just so unabashed with their affection for the station.
Yes.
But no one really talks about it, how it intrudes on their life.
Well, some people welcome that intrusion, and some people just let their there's a vacuum, and they like that intrusion. That's their king.
And I have to tell you, I love this new phone connection.
It's sharp, right? Clear.
Well, it's so funny because now that I'm in this place of just serious ambivalence, I'm talking to you.
Yes.
Like you're in the next room.
Yeah.
And this has never, ever happened as long as I've been talking.
Yeah, maybe this Studio B, maybe we're going to be here forever. God, please, let's not be here forever.
Is it really awful?
It's just...
Exactly. What is it about Studio B that's so awful? I just imagine that it was just poor designing.
It's like doing a radio show with someone sitting on your chest making phone calls. That's kind of that's what it's like. Hey, Frank, I'm going to let you go, but thanks, man. Yeah. Have a great one.
Bye.
201-536-9368. We're making a poem, stanza by stanza, word by word, emotion by emotion. And so far we have there's a little bit of conflict going on in this poem. I was hoping that it would be 100% positive, but what are you going to do? It's a rhetorical question. 201-536-9368. So nobody wants to write a poem. This is what you're telling me. Is anyone on the chat, writing stuff? No, they're not. Well, I'm not just going to talk if you guys don't want to write something, which I think, you have so much to say on usually on most weeks. So just hope that you're doing okay. You're not all just lying on the floor, and you're waiting for the coroner to find you. All right. I am going to play something. This song it's by Kate Fagan, Master of Passion, on WFMU. All right, that's enough. It's a real two-song show. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
This is Chuck Amok.
Oh, hey, Chuck Amok. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Let's just go with I'm really great. How?
Stashu's here, too.
Oh, hey, Stashu.
She says hi.
Hey.
She's driving, so I'm here.
You crazy kids.
Free of thought, also.
So, Chuck Amok, do you have an idea for a poem or a line that we can add to this poem? Or an emotion that you can add? Or a sound?
I haven't heard any of the rest of the poem.
Well, it's I Love You Blindly, When We First Met, something about Tangled in a Net, and I Still Love You, Though It's Complicated. Basically, that's the emotion that we have so far. So it's a conflicting kind of love that's going on in this poem. What do you think you can add? Tell me.
What, But does it have to rhyme?
No, of course not. That we would never get anywhere if it had to rhyme.
It has something to do with nets, and it sounds like kind of maritime stuff. What do you think?
Yeah, maritime. Let's go with a nautical theme.
Yeah, the,
Wait, what? What did she
say?
We're
also in a kimchi coma right now. So,
hey, who? What kind of coma?
Kimchi coma.
Oh, you've eaten a jug of it or something?
Yes, we had a 5-gallon bucket each.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, we have very spicy lips and we're very probiotic.
But you got to watch out. The body doesn't really digest that stuff very easily, so, you know.
Well, let's actually put that in the poem. We have very spicy lips, and we're very probiotic.
I do like very spicy lips, very probiotic. Something, what rhymes with biotic?
Good question.
I know.
But you said it didn't have to rhyme.
No, it's true. Then where can we loop in WFMU into this thing? Very spicy lips, but we're very probiotic. WFMU ferments in me like tonic? I don't know.
Tonic? Psychotic?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a robotic.
Exotic. All right, very spicy lips. I mean, this is a weird... You know what, Chuckamuck? This poem is weird. I don't know if the Paris Review is going to publish it, but it's not for them. It's for us.
Yes, it's for us. And, you know, if the Paris Review passes on it, then just start up a fanzine or something. And
yeah, and just call it the Paris Review.
Yes, exactly. And you can make the poem the mantra.
Yes, it'll be on the cover of every issue of this zine.
These are our standards.
Yeah. I wish I could remember more of this poem. These are our standards, yes.
You haven't been writing it down?
Well, I've been writing it down, but, like, I can't read my own writing, and people speak, you know, this snappy, fast-talking WFMU listenership. It's hard to kind of get everything down. I really should have had an assistant or something. What's that?
Nothing, I'm just kidding.
I didn't hear
that. All right. Well, if I come up with another line...
Yeah, just call back and say hi to Stashu.
Say hi, Stashu.
Hi, Stashu.
Classic.
Says hi.
All right. Bye. Stashu and WFMU's own Stashu and Chuckamuck calling in with their bellies full of fermented cabbages. 201-536-9368. We're writing a poem about WFMU. It's only slightly about WFMU right now. I feel like I should have rethought this and maybe had everyone contribute a word, but then we'd only have two words because we've had two callers. And oh, maybe it's a minimal thing. Oh my God. They gotta get better at Russian roulette over there. So, like, with this thing, I really would like... Don't say, like... I would like it to kind of talk around the subject. So don't say, I love the station. I love the station is as cool as a flower or as warm as bread or as messy as trying to eat a hamburger without cutting in half first. You know, just use a little bit of more, you know, use your imagination to kind of real spice up this poem.
Ooh.
Did lose a call while I was talking to Chuckamuck, so call back. Caller Igabuchi.
Hey, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Travis.
Hey, Travis. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm doing great, too, now that you've called. So, Travis, what do you got for, what do you have for us? What do you want to add to this poem about the station?
Oh, man. Well, I know you don't want that flowery stuff, but I do love at WFMU.
Okay, there so are... give me a daisy. Give me something that's like a real workman's, like, flower.
So, can you start me off?
Well, what do we have? We have a love you blindly when we first met. We were tangled in a net. I still love you. And then something about having really spicy lips. Yeah, that's it. That's the poem we have.
Spicy lips.
Yeah, yeah. But again, that's not really about the station. So what do you love? Let me see if we can coach you through it. What do you like about the station, and then we're going to flower it up?
Oh, well, I like...
Not the music, show. Right?
Oh, of course.
Okay. Okay.
Some of the music.
All right. Here. So you like Bucci. I was hoping that someone would include Bucci in this poem somewhere.
Yeah. Let's see.
So I'm just going to write down Bucci. Yeah, go ahead.
Bucci is...
Is.
The... Oh, gosh.
This is why poets are very rarely productive with guns to their head. You know, like, you really can't just do it. If my recent wife was kidnapped and they're like, well, write a beautiful poem or she's gone, I don't know what I would do. I'd probably do another Allen Ginsberg poem.
Right, and hope he didn't notice.
Yeah, it'd be embarrassing. All right, I'm just going to write down, Travis, I'm going to write down the word Bucci, and maybe we can move it from there.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, man. Bye.
You bet.
Yeah. I'll just write it three times. Call you, Bucci.
Oh. Hey, Bucci.
Yeah. Hey. Who is this?
This is Chris. How are you?
Hey, Chris. I'm fine. Pretty good. Getting better.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. So
I got, like,
yeah,
a
hit
short
me.
Poem.
Not literally. Okay.
So it goes, WFMU, thanks for being as reliable as my shoe. You could make me think all roses are blue.
Being as reliable as... What kind of shoes do you have?
Well, right now, I'm wearing Skechers. They're very, like, comfortable sneakers.
What are those, slip-ons?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't like bending down, huh? You like that slip... You're on that slip-on lifestyle?
Oh, yeah, I'm all about the slip-on and off.
Right. Thanks for being as reliable as your shoes. What was after shoes?
You could make me think all roses are blue.
You could make me think. Well, so it's some sort of mind control kind of emotion going on there. You could think.
A little bit, yeah.
Make me think. So if we say roses are blue, you're like, yes, master, they are.
Exactly.
Some roses are blue, too. But the thing they're doing with these roses is they're injecting them with dye. And the roses are screaming and screaming, don't inject me with dye, but we do it all the same. Sad.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, yeah.
I could see that, though. They seem like they're, like, screaming internally when you walk by.
Yeah, yeah, the smell that you feel that comes off a rose is their screams, in a way.
Oh, geez.
Is that a Bucci hatch? Yeah. All right, Chris. Thank you very much for contributing that. And good luck with those Skechers. Are they, what color are they? Tan?
Oh, black and silver.
Oh, okay. All right. That's great. I don't have anything to add to that. Thanks, man. Bye. You make me think. What is it? You make me. You could tell me your roses are blue. Roses are blue. So far we have, let's see, I loved you blindly when we first met.
Tangled up in a net. I still love you, though with reservations. Your name is always on my lips. I just ate a bunch of kimchi, and so they're like real spicy, and I feel kind of sick. What's next? Bucci. WFMU. Thanks for the memories. WFMU, thank you. You're as reliable as slip-on shoes. You make me think that roses are blue. Colleague Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, it's Mrs. Bucci.
I know. Hey, Mrs. Bucci. How's the show going? Really good?
Well, I'm just calling because you sounded pretty desperate for calls.
Yeah, see, I really was trying to not... I was trying to not be desperate. I was trying to use my indoor not desperate voice, but you're saying...
Your personality? Yeah.
Yes, my... I was trying to use my personality, but you're saying somehow it came across as some...
It backfired, yeah.
Desperation?
Yeah, really desperate. People were like, no thanks.
God.
Also, you really need to give the number more often. I tell you that.
Can you give the number to me right now? Can you?
I got it from people in the chat.
201. All right, Mrs. Bucci, if you could just... do you want to... I don't understand. Do you want me to put the number in the poem?
I'll give it.
Do you want...
201. That's, I think the number should be in the poem. Definitely.
Okay, yeah. So 201-536...
536-9368.
All right, so that is going to be in the poem after the roses are lime, blue line.
I think that's a good idea. You'd get more callers if you...
Mrs. Bucci, thank you. I thank you with some reservations.
That's the type of thanks I'm used to. Okay. So.
All right. Well, I'll see you in a couple of days.
Love you. Bye.
Colleague Bucci.
Bucci, how are you?
Yeah. Hey, who's this?
Oh, this is Zachary.
Hey, well, hey Zachary. How you doing?
Hey, doing all right. Sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah, well, today, you know what? Your voice is a bomb, B-A-O-M, instead of a bomb, B-O-M-B, like it usually is.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks, maybe.
How you doing? You hanging in there?
Yes.
Ready for the marathon?
Yes. Is that part of your poem, the ready for the marathon? Like, we're not really supposed to talk about too much about the marathon today.
I got the brochure in the mail today.
Yep.
I'm excited. I was excited about that.
Yep, flip through that. Yeah, all the great premiums, right? That's what that thing is, right? That's what the thing is.
Yeah.
So
I'm
many.
I'm a little disappointed that you spelled my name wrong for the contribution on the shirt.
Oh, no. Well, your name's on there. Your name's there in spirit.
Well, it's not me, Bucci. I mean, that's the thing.
You
so
never...
I gotta call my lawyer, but...
You
I mean,
never spell your
that.
Name when you call. You should spell... Start the... You know, I've been telling callers like this for a while.
Bucci, come on.
Z-A-C-C-H, right? That's how you spell it.
That's right. Z-A-C-H-H.
Zach. Okay, Zach. Do you have anything for the poem?
Yeah.
We're at the end. The last line is 201-536-9368, which is a number to call the station. So what do you want to add to that?
Ken and Andy will make you feel dandy.
Ken and Andy make you feel dandy. Okay, so you're mentioning another show on this show as part of your poem.
Someone else mentioned Bucci. You're the power day.
Okay,
right?
I'm going to add Bucci.
Tuesday's Bucci day. I talk about it all day.
And Ken and Andy. Well, you know what? Ken and Andy make me feel dandy as well, though I have to look up that word. But did you catch that pinball show they did last week? Was that last week?
Oh, it was intense.
Crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know Michelle was such a big-time player. Matt really choked several times.
Yeah, she's a competitor, definitely.
She is. I hope she got a good martini that night. She said she was going to...
Yeah, I hope that too. All right, Zach. Zach, I'll see you at some point in my life.
Sounds good, Booch.
Bye. Call you a Bucci. All right. Dial tone. All right, so this is what we have. Let's see. 201-536-9368 if you want to contribute. I love you. Hold on. I love you. That's a terrible reverb for a poem. Let's try this one. Bucci. I love you. That sounds like no reverb. Well, we got a couple more calls. Caller, you got Bucci.
Woof moo, woof moo.
Thank you. That's a good one. Caller, you got Bucci.
All right.
Who's this?
Tuesdays
who's
with
this?
Matt, Michelle and Fabio, Bucci and Micah, and Dave and Jesse Jarno.
Great. That's great. Who's after Jesse? I forgot.
Oh, I don't know. I'm always asleep by then.
All right. I'll add that to the poem. I'm always asleep. All right. Thanks, man. Bye. Micah, you get a shout out in this poem. Call it Igabuchi.
Wait, me?
Yep. Yes, you.
Oh.
Wait, what?
The radio.
The radio's talking to you.
Mrs. Bucci, because I needed the number. So I'm going to say Mrs. Bucci is so cool. WFMU is better than school.
Mrs. Bucci. Who's this?
Danielle.
Danielle. All right, Mrs. Bucci is so cool. WFMU is better than school. What kind of school, though? I mean, like college or like a... because some...
I don't know. Any school?
All right, I'll write any school. All schools. WFMU is better than all school. I'll underline that too, because some poems you have you can underline things in poems.
You can under for emphasis.
Yes, emphasis. All right. Thanks, Danielle. Bye.
All right, thanks.
All right. Let me read this poem. Micah, do you want to contribute to the poem before I read it?
I hate Bucci. He never brings me pie.
Got something to rhyme with that?
No, I thought
not even die.
You're supposed to.
I hate Bucci. He never brings me pie. Even though I've told him on multiple occasions I'm diabetic. All right.
That doesn't rhyme.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of E.E. Cummings? He doesn't rhyme his poems.
Lame, man.
Have you heard of E.R. Cummings? Emergency Room Cummings? I loved you. Wait, let me put some reverb. I love you blindly. We're almost done. I love you blindly when we first met, tangled up in a net. I still love you, though. I got these real spicy lips from eating a bunch of kimchi. Woof moo, woof moo, woof moo. Bucci, bucci, bucci. WFMU, you're reliable as shoes. You make roses seem blue. Ken and Danny make me feel dandy. 201-536-9368. And Mrs. Bucci is cool. She's better than every school. Even vocational or culinary. All right, that's enough. Next week we have the marathon. This was a just a kind of a chill show before. Next week's going to be slamming. Michelle with one L is going to be my MC. That's going to be interesting. Right, until then, you've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WFMU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at all the time at WFMU.org. Remember, who listens to Bucci? You, Doochie.